Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Stuck: How the Privileged and the Propertied Broke the Engine of American Opportunity is a work of history and social criticism by journalist and historian Yoni Applebaum. The book examines how Americans once relied on geographic mobility as a core route to economic advancement and social reinvention, then argues that a long series of zoning rules, exclusionary local practices, and legal barriers gradually made moving to opportunity far harder, rather than treating housing only as a matter of supply. Applebaum frames the problem as one of mobility, showing how the freedom to choose where to live became unequally distributed. Drawing on American history from the 19th century to the present, he connects segregation, local veto power, and neighborhood preservation politics to broader declines in affordability and opportunity. The purpose of the book is both diagnostic and historical to explain how the system became clogged, and to suggest why restoring movement matters for equality, growth, and civic life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, America once treated movement as a central path to opportunity. A major starting point of the book is the argument that American prosperity depended on mobility in a way that was unusual by world historical standards. Applebaum presents movement not as a marginal convenience, but as a defining feature of the American promise: people could leave stagnating places, enter growing ones, and build new lives. This idea mattered because it linked opportunity to choice rather than birth. The book emphasizes that for much of American history, moving was common enough to function as a social engine. New arrivals could find work, affordable housing, and room for upward mobility in places where growth was still possible. Applebaum uses this historical baseline to challenge the modern assumption that exclusive neighborhoods and restricted access are normal. His point is not nostalgia for constant migration, but recognition that mobility once helped distribute opportunity more widely. By showing how this system worked, the book makes later restrictions easier to understand as a structural change rather than a natural consequence of urban development. Secondly, exclusionary zoning began as a tool of racial and ethnic segregation. The book traces the origins of restrictive land use policy to openly discriminatory goals, especially the effort to keep particular groups in designated areas. Applebaum highlights early zoning and related local rules used to contain Chinese Americans, Jewish residents, and Black families, showing that the geography of opportunity was shaped by power rather than neutral planning. This historical framing matters because it reveals that exclusion was not an accidental side effect of orderly development. Instead, zoning often emerged as a mechanism for social separation, designed to protect privileged neighborhoods from newcomers seen as undesirable. Applebaum connects these practices to a broader pattern in which local governments used law to define who could live where. By placing race and class at the center of the story, he explains why housing rules cannot be understood only through economics. They also reflect a political history of boundary making, in which communities used regulation to defend status. The result is a system in which place becomes a gatekeeper to education, employment, and wealth. Thirdly, local control and legal vetoes turn planning into blockage. A distinctive part of Applebaum's argument is that modern immobility is not caused only by zoning maps, but by a deeper accumulation of local powers to stop change. He describes how neighborhood activism, procedural rules, and expanding opportunities for litigation gave affluent residents a practical veto over development. In this framework, the problem is not simply that governments regulate land use, but that multiple layers of approval make it extremely difficult to build anything new, especially in places where opportunity is concentrated. Applebaum argues that reforms intended to protect the public interest often ended up empowering those already best positioned to resist change. This helps explain why even cities that value inclusion can become difficult places to add housing. The book's analysis is important because it shifts attention from isolated NIMBY behavior to a durable institutional structure. Once local objections can delay or kill projects indefinitely, housing scarcity becomes self-reinforcing. Scarcity then raises prices, which further narrows access to high-opportunity neighborhoods and locks inequality into place. Fourthly, immobility reshapes inequality, politics, and community life. Applebaum does not present mobility as a narrow housing issue. He treats it as a social condition with effects on inequality, political polarization, and personal outlook. When people cannot move to places with better schools, stronger labor markets, or lower barriers to entry, the returns to geography become concentrated among those who can afford high-cost areas. That means the freedom to choose where to live increasingly depends on class. The book argues that this shift hardens inequality because location becomes a sorting mechanism that compounds advantage and disadvantage. Applebaum also links immobility to civic and political consequences. When opportunities are trapped in a few expensive regions, communities become more segregated by income and ideology, and people are less likely to experience the kinds of mixing that support social trust. In this sense, housing restriction affects not just wallets, but the texture of democratic life. The book's broader claim is that mobility once helped make American society more open, while immobility now helps make it more divided and less dynamic. Lastly, the book argues for abundance and mobility as practical reform goals. Although historical in method, the book is clearly forward-looking. Applebaum suggests that the answer to housing and opportunity crises is not only to preserve neighborhoods, but to make room for more people to live where opportunity exists. He treats abundance as a public good because it lowers barriers to entry, reduces pressure on rents and home prices, and broadens access to jobs, schools, and networks. This reform vision is notable because it reframes a familiar policy debate. Instead of asking only how to subsidize scarcity, Applebaum asks how to remove the institutional obstacles that prevent places from growing. That makes the book relevant to housing policy, urban planning, and political reform. It also distinguishes the book from works that focus solely on market failures or solely on inequality. Applebaum's solution is rooted in restoring the basic American promise that where you live should not permanently determine your future. The practical value of this argument is that it connects historical diagnosis to actionable policy priorities without losing sight of the moral stakes. In conclusion, Stuck is best suited for readers interested in housing policy, urban history, inequality, and the changing meaning of the American dream. It will be especially useful for policymakers, planners, economists, journalists, and general readers who want a clear explanation of why affordability problems are also opportunity problems. The book's main strength is its reframing. Instead of treating the crisis as a simple shortage of homes, Applebaum shows how legal structures, local vetoes, and exclusionary traditions reduce the freedom to move toward better prospects. That perspective gives the book more explanatory power than many contemporary housing books, because it links the built environment to race, class, and social mobility over a long historical arc. It stands out in the genre by combining archival history with a policy argument that is both concrete and broad in scope. Readers will come away with a better sense of how American opportunity became geographically trapped, why that matters for democracy and equality, and what kinds of reforms would be needed to restore a more open system. If you would like to support Yoni Applebaum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.